Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of the Lots About Something podcast. This is the podcast where we, the Lots, always talk about something. Thank you so much for joining us, hanging out with us, spending a little bit of your day, week, whatever it is you got going on. We're so glad you're here. My name is Chris, and I am one of your hosts, and I am, of course, joined by my lovely bride, Christy. How are you doing today, Christy?
I don't know what to say, because if I say I'm doing good...
You feel like you wouldn't be telling the truth?
I'm not telling the truth, so I'm doing better.
Doing better.
I'm doing better than I was at the beginning of the week.
So. Yeah, you've had a week of being sick and not feeling very well. Mm-hmm. I even asked. I said, "Hey, do you feel like doing the podcast?" And you said, "We'll see."
We will see. Well, we have a busy day tomorrow, so we may not be able to fit it in if we didn't. So we kind of got to do it when we can do it. So
yeah. So we want to try to make sure we get an episode in and. So we'll see. We'll see how it goes. Maybe this will be another lost episode.
I hope not. I'm going to try to be peppy and not all blah, but, okay. You know. So you just got to keep the energy going.
Oh, yeah. I bring the heat, girl. You know what I'm doing.
You just have the energy today.
Yeah, that's what I do. I bring the heat.
The excitement of the podcast.
For sure.
So.
All right. Hey, Tina, before we get into something... I got a lot of feedback on a conversation that we had last week, and it was about driving with the gas light on.
Oh, yeah?
And I did not hear from the people that agree with me, but the people that agree with you came out in full force. And they added me like, like we were about to, it was about to go down.
Oh, what were they saying?
They were like, you got to get gas. The gas light is a reminder. You shouldn't even let it get that far. I was streaming this morning, Saturday, Fortnite. Glenn was in the chat like, hey, you got to get gas, bro.
I love it. I know
that. No, why do you love it?
Because they are a lot. Our listeners are a lot like me.
Yeah.
I don't know how many listeners are listening.
Well, my thing is,
that's you.
The people that are like me didn't say anything. Mm-hmm. I need their support. I need them. I need to hear I'm with you.
I like having supporters. I know I've said that before. So that's exciting just to hear that my supporters are rallying behind my opinion. My opinion matters, and people believe what I believe as well. So, okay. Yay to my support team out there.
Well, I don't like it, and I stand by that.
Okay. That's all right.
Okay. All right.
Well, you know, my supporters always come up from wherever and stand by me.
Well, that is true. Like, listen, when people are supportive of you, they let me know.
You know that song, "Won't You Stand By Me"?
Yeah.
That's my supporters.
All right. Listen, though. Speaking, I cannot say that I do not have supporters. I did get some support this week.
Oh?
It actually technically was last Sunday, but I didn't think about it until this conversation, mm-hmm. and it was Mr. Casey, mm-hmm. Mr. Casey Lemon.
Yes.
He pulled me to the side, and he said, listen, you need to make sure you get good yard tools.
Oh, I heard him.
And he was supportive of my yard tool purchases. And so for that, I'm appreciative. So I take back what I say that my supporters don't come out. They do.
You know?
In the form of Mr. Casey.
And I'm okay with yard stuff.
Yeah.
But if we're going to buy yard stuff, we need a riding lawnmower.
Hey.
And I've been looking, but they are quite expensive.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm going to have to see if my daddy has one he can sell us for a lot cheaper than what I've been finding online. Because they're a price of half of a car.
Yeah, they're pretty expensive.
Or what I'm looking at.
They're pretty expensive.
But I think we need a good one. Then you can ride it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, we'll get that for Caleb so he can ride it around.
I mean, if I felt like it, I would have cut the grass this week, but it was all I had to hold my head up.
All right. Tina, also, before we get into our first segment, I hadn't told you about this yet, but we did get some negative criticism this week.
Who?
My sister Lauren.
Oh, she criticizes?
Well, it was me. It wasn't you. It was me. Primarily.
Okay.
I don't think I agree with it, but Lauren said that I need to quit saying that we only have 7 listeners.
Yes.
She said I need to bump the number up
yes.
to like 20.
Yes.
But I feel like saying 7 listeners is like, people like to come up and say, hey, I'm one of the 7. That doesn't sound right. Like, if they came up and said, I'm one of the 20, that doesn't sound right.
I think you have made a joke about it, and so you jokingly joke about it, and yeah. then our original 7 think they are the 7, you know?
Yeah, they are.
And the so
7 listeners
you that say we that, have. You say that because it's a kind of catchy saying you said at the beginning of our podcast. So I do believe we have more than 7, honestly. Just from people, when I talk to someone and they make a comment about something that only we would say on the podcast, I know they're a podcast listener.
Yeah.
They need a name. We need to name our listeners.
We could call them the Lotsies. That sounds a little too much like Nazi, though. That's probably not a great option. We could call our listeners...
Y'all ought to put in names.
The Somethingites. Somethingites?
No, that's stupid. Stupid. But if y'all think of a good name that we can name y'all, I would love to call them the name.
They have a name. They're the 7.
That just reminds me of like a TV show or something.
Yeah, that's what we are. If you're watching us on Spotify, it's kind of like we're a TV show.
Okay.
So anyway, I take Lauren's criticism and ignore it.
I don't ignore it. I
agree.
How
that's what you do with criticism. You take the things that are useful and you apply them, and the things that are unuseful, you just ignore them. So that's what I've done.
That's not surprising you'd say that.
Yeah.
So, well, we're going to go on with what's new.
Sure. We'll jump into what's new. This is a segment that we like to do every single week. I mean, it's just, we talk about what's new, what's been happening in our world since the last time we did the podcast. Mm-hmm. Now, we are recording on Saturday, you mentioned. We normally record on a Sunday. Mm-hmm. So, this is only I guess it is 7 days.
Yeah.
7 days. Normally, I guess it would be 8. I don't know. Anyway, Christy, what's new? What's been going on with you this week?
Well, Emma started 9th grade.
Yeah, we're back in school.
Big deal.
Big deal. She was a little nervous, but she's handled it well.
I think we're in the groove. We got through that first week. I was sick the whole first week.
Yeah.
So it's kind of in a blur.
Yeah.
For me. But she's doing well. I think she likes her classes. While I was sick, I've had plenty of time to watch TV.
Oh.
And I've mentioned this before. We've watched all of The Mentalist, but I have began to rewatch The Mentalist. And since it was years ago, I don't remember anything except the ending, kind of, sort of, you know?
So it's like you're watching it again for the first time.
I don't remember anything on it, and I find myself laughing because it's such a great show. It's just a great show.
It was a really good show.
And so I've had plenty of time to watch that. I've also been watching Claim to Fame, where people are, what do you call it?
They're related to famous people.
They're related to famous people, and then people in the house are trying to guess them. So I've watched that whole season, and now I've caught up on the season that's current.
Now, has it come out on ABC currently, or is it just Netflix show?
It's going on. No, it's not on Netflix. It's going on right now. I can only watch up to date now. Like, when it comes on the next day, I get to watch it, or however that is. But
I got you.
So that's what's new with me.
Okay. All right. So you mentioned something about, you mentioned being sick, and that's been a big part of your week this week. Now, let me ask you a couple questions just out of curiosity. Okay. Now, I do not question you being sick. You've been sick. That is definitely true. You've definitely hadn't felt good. You ran a fever. Mm-hmm. So you definitely have not felt good. So that is not in question at all. However, we all know how much you dislike making school lunches.
Yeah.
So as we moved into the first week of school, I cannot help but to question whether you made yourself sick on purpose to get out of making school lunches, Tina. What do you have to say for yourself?
Well, when you don't feel good, you don't feel like cooking.
Yeah.
That's why we spend tons of money on DoorDash when I get sick, because I only can get sick once a year because it's so expensive.
Yeah.
But with Emma, I didn't feel like getting up to cook meals each day. And so it was easier to buy some chicken nuggets from Chick-fil-A or Zaxby's and just pop them
in. Every day we were buying Chick-fil-A nuggets to put in the refrigerator.
To reheat
so that Emma could take those.
And so then I decided, why spend $20 and $30 on pasta each week if she's getting tired of it, when I can use that lunch money just to buy some more nuggets?
So we have to buy chicken nuggets every day for the rest of the year?
No, but I'm thinking maybe twice a week to split up my lunches. I think it's a great idea, and I thought this is going to be a great lunch year. So.
I feel like you did this on purpose.
No,
this is your master plan.
No, but I like it. I'm not going to lie.
Okay.
It's easier.
And you had Emma making her own lunch. I asked Emma, I think Thursday, I said, did you like making your lunch this week? She said, no.
Well, listen, when the mom is sick, I don't want even washing my hands, I didn't want to touch stuff and get other people sick. So y'all just had to step in and do what y'all could do.
Yeah.
And so that's what happened. And then I realized that y'all can do a lot more than y'all actually do when I'm sick.
Yeah.
So I'm like, look at what everybody can do.
Yeah, we messed up there, I think. I think we messed up there. I think we blew our cover.
Yeah.
We've been made. Okay, Tina, I need to address something else about your sickness. Okay. Again, I'm not questioning your sickness at all. It's been very evident that you have not felt well. However, another suspicious part of you being sick that I need to bring up is that you got sick around this time last year, okay? Mm-hmm. And it seems like this is becoming a pattern for you to get out of things, is you like to get sick around the same time every year. Last year, you were sick and you got me sick. I was like devastatingly sick with COVID last year. You were sick with COVID a little bit, and we had to miss Splashdown. So are you using sickness to get out of things? First lunch, last year, Splashdown.
How can I do that? You don't just be sick.
I don't know. You might be going around licking stuff. I don't know what you're doing, Tina.
I don't know what you're talking about.
You are getting...
I'm not getting... I mean, I got
some
sick.
Would say that you might be getting sick on purpose to avoid having to do things.
Trust me, I didn't just, let me get sick this week. I was sick, so.
Okay.
Whatever.
I'm going to get my eye on you, Tina.
I'm glad. But that's stupid.
All right.
I probably shouldn't say that. A kid might be listening.
Yeah, we're sorry, kids.
We shouldn't say that. But
yeah, we're sorry, kids. Don't be more like me and less like Tina with bad words.
Whatever.
Okay. Listen, one more thing about sickness I need to bring up. Because it's been a big part of your week. We don't really have a whole lot else to talk about. So I've had a lot of time to think about your sickness. Because you've slept a lot. Now, here's the other thing that I need to bring up. Okay. We don't know exactly what kind of sick that you were.
Yeah.
We kind of suspect, we didn't test, we didn't go to the doctor, we didn't do an at-home test, but we kind of thought maybe, possibly for a minute, mm-hmm. you could have the sickness we don't talk about. Okay?
Okay.
The one that they stick the thing up your nose and they like basically touch your brain. And then it comes back. Now, back in the day when it first happened, if you got sick, it was like a vacation for 6 weeks. It was phenomenal. Now they just send you.
Those were the days.
Thus, if you were early on listener in the podcast, you heard Tina say, "I love COVID."
Yeah.
Actually, I need to find that soundbite and make it a button on my stream. I love COVID.
Yeah, it's probably not good for your stream, but.
That'd be funny. All right. But so we don't know what kind of sickness that you had. But it did cause me to think a little bit. How many times have people gotten COVID? Mm-hmm. So I did a Google search. Okay.
Okay.
Now, I don't know if this is a record.
I mean, how do you know? Some people document, some people don't.
Well,
thing of the past.
I do believe that early on, a lot of the numbers were skewed and fabricated. Mm-hmm. I do believe that. I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but I do think that we do not have accurate data. When it was like in the prime, I think we don't have accurate data. I think some of that was fabricated for reasons beyond what I know or understand. All right, but I don't know if this is a record or not, but according to this document here, there was a man who tested positive for COVID 43 times. 43 times.
He must have tested every day.
Dave, who is 72 years old, shout out to Dave. He's a driving instructor and a musician. He has spent the last 10 months with an active coronavirus infection. And he basically, over the time, he has tested positive 43 times with COVID.
So you did, who has been tested the most?
Yes.
Okay.
So I don't know if Dave holds the world record, but let me just say this about Dave. I know he's 72. Dave is getting a free pass at work. I'm just telling you right now, Dave is using this as an excuse to get out of going to work.
Okay.
Don't you think?
I just don't know how he's tested positive for 43 times.
Well, what they're saying is his body, I guess, is mutating the sickness or something. And so it like just keeps growing.
Like, is he sick the whole time?
I think so.
Oh, poor Dave. Yeah. I'm so sorry, Dave.
Yeah. So Dave is four. So I don't know if that's a record.
Okay.
But that's not a record I would want, okay? To be honest, that's not a record that I would want to have, is if I had to have the most COVID. But that calls me to think of something else, okay? What are some of the strangest and weirdest world records that exist? And so I Googled that as well.
Okay.
What are some of the weirdest, most strange world records ever? Now, I'm going to tell you about some, and you tell me whether or not you would ever want to hold this world record.
Okay.
Okay, you ready? All right, here we go. First one. This gentleman here in Australia, he holds the record for putting the most toothpicks inside of his beard. Okay. Most toothpicks in this beard. Do you want to guess how many?
1,000.
More. More than 1,000, Tina.
1,500.
Keep going.
2,000.
Higher, Tina.
3,000.
Even more.
4,000.
Oh, a little bit lower, Tina.
3,000.
Right in the middle. Go right in the middle.
500.
3,500 toothpicks.
Oh my.
In his beard. Look, there's a picture of him right there. His name's Joel. He did it in 2018, and he put 3,500 toothpicks. If you had a dope beard, would you want to try to get past this record?
I wouldn't, but I don't have a beard. That'd be a question for you.
Yeah.
Would you make your beard bushier and then put toothpicks on?
I don't like a big bushy beard, but do you know who I think could break this record? Pastor Josh at our church. He's our worship pastor. He has the most glorious beard of anybody that I know in person.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, his beard. Like, I see Pastor Josh doing worship. I look over, and all I see is I just have beard envy right in the middle of worshiping Jesus. I'm like, man. Pastor Josh's beard is dope. Okay. So anyway, I feel like Pastor Josh could break this record.
I don't know.
All right. I don't have the thickness.
See, a game you do.
Yeah.
Jerry Fullwood could do it.
Jerry Fullwood would be a great. He would be a great contestant.
And he'd probably do it.
Jer Bear, I don't know if you listen to the podcast or not. I need you to try this challenge. Can you break 3,500 toothpicks? Can you pass that? The audience 3,501.
And we need to put the picture up so everybody sees.
Yeah, I'll put the picture up of Joel. His name's Joel.
Okay.
2018. It did take him 3 hours and 13 minutes to put them all in.
Yeah.
So
it's interesting.
Pretty good. Okay, here's another one that I thought was interesting. Have you ever jumped on a pogo stick?
I've tried.
How did you do?
Not good. Have you ever had, growing up, remember growing up when you had, it wasn't a pogo stick, but it was a pogo ball?
Yes.
And it
had the big inflatable ball?
The disc on it.
Yes.
You know, you jumped on it.
Uh-huh.
That's what I had growing up.
Okay.
Did you ever have one?
So I never had a pogo stick, but there was a pogo stick at my grandparents' house when I was growing up.
You never had a pogo ball?
Oh, I did have a pogo ball.
I think we all did.
It was green rim and a purple. It was a purple ball with a green plastic thing around it.
I bet one year when they were real big, everybody our age got one for Christmas.
Probably so.
I'm sure.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, this is a pogo stick. And a pogo stick's different because it's a stick. It has like a steps that you stand on, and then you're supposed to jump on it.
Uh-huh.
We had one of these at my grandma's house when I was growing up. I never was really good at it. I was honestly always afraid I would fall and break something. Evidently, there is a world record for the highest pogo stick jump, 11.15 feet.
Oh.
11.15 feet. It was done by Dmitry Arseniev, I didn't say that right, in Russia in November of 2018.
Okay.
All right. Now, here's a challenge that I think you and I can't break. But possibly we could get our kids involved and make it a whole family affair. It's the longest hair on a teenager. Okay? Mm-hmm. 5 feet, 7 inches.
Wow.
5 foot, 7 inches.
That is long.
If that was the length of your hair would be touching the ground.
As long as me.
Yeah, your hair would be touching the ground.
Yeah, I wonder if it's as long as Crystal Gayle's hair.
Who's Crystal Gayle?
She was a country singer.
I have no idea who that is.
Oh, you need to look her up and see how long her hair is.
You know what? Somebody else told me something about a country singer. I think Ganker said something about a country singer I'd never heard of before. I don't know a lot of country singers.
Mm-hmm.
So she's in India.
Okay.
Nilanashi Patel, also in 2018. Man, there's a lot of stuff happened in 2018.
Yeah.
All right.
I wonder if this whole thing is from 2018.
Maybe that's where this article is from. Okay, here's another interesting world record. Not a human record, but an animal record. The shortest living horse. It is a male, but it's the shortest living horse. 22.36 inches. Look at him.
He's cute, isn't he?
That's the shortest living horse
so
right there, Tina.
Yeah, I love it.
Would you want to ride that horse?
I mean, I couldn't fit on it.
I definitely couldn't ride on this horse. His name is Bombel.
Bombel.
And he's from Poland.
I like you, Bombel.
Yeah, I don't think I would want to ride. Can you imagine me trying to ride
He
Bombel?
Looks about as big as a pig.
Yeah.
It's for people wondering what he looks like. Chris, I had to put these pictures out there for y'all to see.
Okay, let me look. Let me keep going. Tallest hat. Largest ping pong paddle. Let me just keep rolling here. Okay, here we go.
Wow.
Tina, this is something that you could do. Now, I don't know if he still listens to the podcast. I know at one point he did, but my friend Scott... I met Scott through the Fortnite podcast that I listen to. Scott Saddest Bob, so you've seen him by that name. Yes. He's a toy collector, and he sent me pictures of like his toy room and all this kind of stuff. And he collects all kinds of different toys. It's actually very cool, very impressive setup that he has. But nonetheless, I don't know how his collection measured up to this gentleman's collection, because he has 2,111 Transformer items and memorabilia.
Wow.
It's the world record. Lucas Giorgio lives in the UK. That's when this record was given out. And then he's got a lot of his stuff out there.
Okay.
All right, let me find one more, and then I've got one to move on, okay? Hey, here we go. I think I've seen this guy on TikTok. He's a streamer. All right, most victory royales in Fortnite using a mouth-operated joystick. So he's handicapped. I've actually seen this guy play before, and he has this mouth joystick. Mm-hmm. And at the time of this, he had 509 victory royales in Fortnite.
That's probably difficult to do.
Yeah,
too.
It's pretty impressive. I've seen him play before. Okay.
Good.
All right, fastest time to eat a bowl of pasta. Do you think you can break this? 26.69 seconds.
I don't think I could.
I think I could. I want to know what the requirements of this are, but I feel like I want to be in some type of food contest.
Yeah.
I want to go into like one of those restaurants and they're like, "Can you eat this large pizza in so many minutes, and then you get a free T-shirt?" I want that to happen in my life.
You just have to look around when you go places and do that.
Well, Michelle Lesko at the Oregano's Pizza Bistro in Scottsdale, Arizona, she won the biggest, most spaghetti thing.
Yeah.
So anyway, all right. So there's several other. If you want to find that article, it's a BuzzFeed article. Just 19 of the most bizarre world records out there. Okay. Now, one more thing before we get to your wow for today, Tina. Again, I don't have a grievance that I want to air, but I do want us to have a heart-to-heart conversation. Okay, listen, you've been sick and I've had a lot of time to think about things. I need to bring this up. Are you ready?
I'm listening.
Okay. Tina, it is too dark inside of our house.
I love it. When it's hot outside, I like to pull the curtains and close the blinds and cut the lights down so it stays cooler in the house.
We spent money on the Walmart Plus app. We talked about this a couple weeks ago. We got light bulbs. Mm-hmm. We bought the light bulbs. We put the light bulbs in. But yet, we're still sitting around in the dark.
Listen, those light bulbs you got
are great.
Are as bright as the sun.
They're called daylight.
And so when you cut the things on and you got five of them in the fan, it's almost like you got to put sunglasses on and walk around the house.
Well, it's because they're called daylight. They're daylight.
I don't think I like daylight light bulbs. And I've seen something going on with light bulbs. You can only buy some type of light bulb now.
Are you serious?
What is an iridescent light bulb?
I'm sure I should know that. As a man, I just don't.
Something's going on. I seen it on WJBF on the news.
Let's Google it. What?
Let's look on the.
What is going on with light bulbs?
Iridescent light bulbs. In what? No, what's that?
What is going on? Okay, here we go. The government announced a ban on the manufacturing and selling of incandescent bulbs, saying it will help Americans save money and help the environment. Uh-huh. I think they just want you to buy LED ones. So the incandescent ones are the older ones, the new LED ones.
Yeah, you're not going to be able to get them.
So you can only buy LED now.
Yeah, I seen it today on the news.
Okay. It goes into a ban for that goes into breaking news podcast. You can't buy incandescent light bulbs anymore. Uh-huh. You can only buy the LEDs, which is fine. That's what I want. I prefer those anyway.
I don't know what an incandescent is.
It's the one that's got the little squiggly line that burns out. And then you jiggle it and you know it's messed up.
Oh. Well, what do other light bulbs look like?
They look like LED light bulbs, like what we have that are bright, but we don't turn them on. All right.
We're going to have to buy warm light bulbs.
All right. I've got some concerns. Like, can I express my concerns about us sitting in the dark?
Sure.
Okay. Number one, I don't like it. I like to sit in light. Okay. I am a child of light. That's what the Bible, scripture tells me, that I was brought out of darkness into the light. Why would I want to sit in the darkness?
But we're not in the dark.
We are.
I have three lamps.
Those are annoying. Those lights are annoying.
It's a glow in the house, very warm and inviting, and that's how I like to sit.
But why don't we have, like in this room now, look up. These lights are amazing. It's bright in here. We don't have to wonder what's on the ground around us. We can see it. It's there. We need the lights on. Okay, that's number one. I don't like it. Number two is I feel like it's making me dumber.
What?
I feel like sitting in the dark is making me dumber, and I have proof. Because I have an article.
Well, let's listen to it then.
Okay.
Because I have my opinion on making you dumber. But
okay, listen. Here, there's a study. Now, this isn't about sitting in the dark, because I couldn't find an article about that.
Because it's not true.
But I did find an article that says what working in the dark, a dark office, might do to your brain. Now, I know that Pastor Stephen does not listen to this podcast.
Does he like dark rooms too?
His office is dark. And like,
see, I'm not the only one.
He thinks it's cool, but I'm about to prove to him that he's getting dumber by the day. Pastor Stephen is.
Okay.
And maybe Pastor Evan too, because he likes it. Pastor Stephen and Pastor Evan are rapidly growing dumber. And I am growing smarter. Let me tell you why.
Okay. Before you do.
Okay.
I think calming lights, dimming lights and stuff can help you relax and be calm.
Yeah.
Whereas bright lights sometimes can affect your brain as well. And you cannot relax if something is real bright. So I think warm lights, dim lights, not bright lights, helps me to relax and to be calm, and I think that's why I like it.
Yeah, but it's not helping your brain power.
But I also can't sleep in the bedroom with any lights on in the room.
Well, that's different.
You know? So
that's different.
Well, I don't think so.
The title of this article is What Working in a Dark Office May Do to Your Brain, but look at the subtitle. Dim lights are producing dim wits. Okay, now, here is the article. Now, there's a couple things here that have some serious question marks. Number one, none of the testing that they did is based off testing with humans. It's only testing with rats, okay? So take that for what it's worth. But I still think there's some valuable information in here, okay? Now, I don't have time to read all of this, but I did want to, I want to show you a couple things. Number one, rats that were exposed to bright light improved on their performance of tasks. And when the rats were exposed to dim light and they were given doses of bright light for a month, they fully recovered all of the mental capacity that had been lost. All right. Now, go down some more. The reduction of mental acuity due to dim light has been studied. This is an ongoing study. The researchers discovered that when there's dimmer light, there is less of a particular peptide in the brain that maintains the connections between the neutrons and the hippocampus. Since there are fewer connections being made, the result is diminished learning and memory performance.
I tell you what, you had to bring a lot of energy to finish that paragraph. Good night. We don't even know what you're reading over there.
I'm reading.
What does this have to do with anything?
I'm just telling you that you, by making us sit in the darkness so that you can relax are making us dumber as a family. And I'd like for you to stop.
I ain't got nothing to do with it. Nothing to do with it. If my dim lights is making us dumber.
Dim wits. Yeah.
Dim lights are making us dim wits.
That's what the article says. Based on the study of the rats.
Yeah.
I feel like you don't appreciate this article.
I think it's a silly article.
So I feel like we're gonna have to keep sitting in the dark.
We don't always sit in the dark. We have lamps on. And I'd let you cut the light, big sunlight on.
Yeah.
When you want them on. But it's so bright. It's like great. If I was to cut it on behind me with people listening, they'd have to go put their sunglasses on just to finish the podcast because it's so bright. We need to unscrew about three of them and operate.
That's what we had to get. That's what we had before.
I am very thankful that you did buy light bulbs.
Yes, I did.
We just bought the wrong kind of light bulb.
I disagree with that. I kind of like them. They've grown on me. Mm-hmm. I think we need to switch all of our light bulbs to daylight light bulbs.
I am curious to know if our listeners prefer the bright light or prefer the dim light.
Because I've got no doubt. I'm sure
I know some people's answers to that.
No doubt that the people that agree with you will full on at me, attack me, email me, text message me, show up at our house, show up at my job,
yes,
follow me down the street to let me know. Our seven listeners that we have are vicious.
I mean,
Lauren.
I think that there's plenty more things that can make you dumb, dimwits, besides dim lighting.
Well, I'm just telling you.
But we won't go into that
conversation
today because I don't feel like it. But anyway.
Well, I just felt like I needed to bring this up.
Okay. You got anything else you want
to
air?
No, I'm ready to hear your word of wisdom.
Okay.
I just want you to imagine how much greater your word of wisdom would be if we sat in bright lights. Just saying.
You're getting on my nerves. I'm trying to get through this, but you're getting on my nerves.
If you're not listening, you're not watching on Spotify, man, there's very few times that I talk and realize, man, I need to stop. I just had that moment. I was like, I'm going to need to stop. I'm pushing it.
Yes, you are.
I got that look. And I was like, if I go any step further, it's not going to go well for me. Note taken.
You done?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. 1 Peter 5, verse 7, it says, give all your worries and cares to God, for he cares about you. So if there's anybody out there worrying, because we all worry about different things. I know I worried about school this week and just different things going on, but just remember that he cares for us. God's looking out for us. So that's my little word of wisdom for the week to get us through. So
very good. Very good, Tina. Well, we made it. How you feeling?
I'm good.
Feeling okay?
I hope that it's good going back and listening to it, you know.
It's going to be great. You know why? We're in the light. Lights are on bright, Tina. Shine bright like a diamond. Shine. Notice that song does not say, sit in the dark like a diamond. Shine bright like a diamond.
Okay. Whatever. There's no reason to argue about it.
Okay. Oh, man. All right. Well, guys, I probably need to end this before I get myself in trouble. Man, thank you guys so much for hanging out with us, allowing us to be a part of your day, your car drive, whatever you have going on. Really means a lot to us that you spend a little bit of time. We love hearing from you. We love connecting with you. We do love your feedback. So when we talk about stuff that you relate to, we love it. Whether you agree with me or not, I just like to hear from you and love to interact with you guys. So, man, keep that up. You can do that a couple different ways. One of those is through the Lots About Something podcast Instagram page. So you can go follow that over there. We try to post a little bit more not that, like, we don't get to post every day, but we have tried to post a little bit more. And so we love that. Also, to keep up with our podcast episodes, whatever platform you might be listening on, whether it be Spotify, Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, if you'll hit the follow button, subscribe button, whatever it may be called, we'd love it if you would do that and let you know when we put out a new episode, which is typically every Monday morning. So we'd love for you to be anxiously awaiting 5 a.m. for the release of a brand new Lots About Something podcast episode. Also, if you didn't know, you can watch us on Spotify. We are here right now waving at you. Hello, greetings, salutations, and notice the bright lights. So this is your guarantee that this is going to be a smart podcast because of the lights that are being...
Maybe.
Well, guys, that is all that we have for you today. Thank you again so much for joining us. Thank you for sitting in the bright lights with us. And until next time.
See ya.
Bye, everybody. Y'all have a great one.